Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On the off chance that a few of the Jewish authorities were not somehow aware of Jesus' dramatic and in-your-face entry into Jerusalem, he went directly to the temple to make his presence known. And not only did Jesus make his presence known, he made his presence felt. He hit them where it hurt, in the pocketbook. He drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple area, even overturned the tables and the benches of the money changers and those selling doves. He made sure that everyone knew that he was there. Now, of course, the common people loved it because Jesus was, in a manner of speaking, sticking it to the man. I'm sure that he did what many of them had always wanted to do but were afraid to do. After all, they had probably been cheated and swindled by these same merchants numerous times. But what were they to do? This was the only game in town. And so, if they wanted to worship God, and they wanted to pay their temple tax, and they wanted to offer sacrifices to God, they had to play by their rules. The common people, as is so often the case, were at the mercy of those whom were in charge. And thus, they loved what Jesus was doing. And so, as Jesus preached and taught day after day in the temple area, the scriptures tell us that the people hung on his every word. And thus they made it impossible for the chief priests and the other Jewish leaders to arrest Jesus. No matter how much Jesus antagonized them, they couldn't get to him. But they wanted to. Oh, how they wanted to. He couldn't have been any more hated by them if he had been the devil himself. With every step that he took and every word that he spoke, he metaphorically scratched his fingers on the chalkboard of their lives. And he quite literally forced the driving of the iron nails into the palms of his hands. Jesus' life and his message and his ministry was one of love and mercy, while their lives centered on power and control. Jesus preached heartfelt repentance. They stressed superficial obedience. Jesus was concerned with the glory of God. They were concerned with the glory of Israel. The two sides were coming from two entirely different places with two different motivations and two different goals. Differences that were not simply slight variations of the other. But these differences were polar opposites. And these were differences that could never peacefully coexist. Now, one would think that Jesus, knowing this, would have gone about things in Jerusalem in a bit different way. I mean, you don't bring change by coming in and slapping the president of the company or the king of the country in the face. You have to patiently and quietly and carefully rally your forces. And you have to make sure that your followers will stand by you through thick and through thin, that they won't scatter at the first sight of trouble. Then, and only then, when you have the proper support behind you, do you then approach your leaders to make change, to question or insult or disagree with or attack your leaders without the necessary support. Well, that's a death sentence. Which is exactly what it was for Jesus. But that's why he had come to this earth in the first place. His mission was to die. Our forgiveness required his sacrifice. Our life demanded his death. Without his suffering, death, and resurrection, there would be no eternal salvation for us. We are forgiven and we are saved because Christ Jesus died and he rose for us. St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 10 said that Jesus Christ died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Jesus' death was no accident. He didn't underestimate what a stir he was causing through his actions and his words at the temple. He deliberately stirred the pot, so to speak, to make sure that his mission would be a success. For if Jesus were to save the people and us from their and our sin, then he must die as their and our sacrifice. He did what he had to do to make sure that such would take place. And thus, Jesus had a view to his kill long before the chief priests and the teachers of the law ever did. And it's for that very reason that we have been saved. To God and God alone be the glory for the sacrifice of his Son. Amen.